back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest today is Frank Vasviles, who is the First Nations reporter for Green Bay Gazette and then also all the other USA Today publications in Wisconsin. And, you know, it was interesting. We're talking about different stories you've written this summer. We could probably spend all 2 hours talking about the different stories you've written this summer. So we'll have to have you back. But when I first got back to Wisconsin in 2020, I was living with my parents in Wisconsin Rapids, and they grew up in Wisconsin Rapids. And obviously that was a summer of a lot of racial reckoning after the murder of George Floyd. And I remember my mom and I having a lot of conversations, but one of which was when they were growing up in Wisconsin Rapids, so central Wisconsin, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, they did not see a lot of Black people. They did see a lot of Indigenous people, and she spoke about how much of the stories that often get publicized of in the Black community of how police their relationship with police bubbles up into the media, but that for her she felt like so often the same stories were true in northern central Wisconsin as far as Indigenous people and in the different tribes and their relationship with police. And from one of the reports you did or one of your newsletters from the summer, it doesn't seem like it's gotten much better. And so without spending, because we don't have a ton of time, but without spending too much time on it, but kind of what does that relationship look like? And is there anything being done to try to improve it?
Well, some years during my previous reporting, I found that that in some years in Wisconsin, Native Americans or American Indians are classified in the prison system. That they have the highest rate of incarceration for many years here in Wisconsin, especially like in northern Wisconsin, as you said, where there are reservations, where there's the county jails there could be filled with more than half of people who have Indigenous heritage, even though, probably only 10 to 15% of the population of that county are Indigenous. Chairman Hill of the Oneida Nation, he has recalled in the 90s how he would be harassed by Green Bay police because their reservation is just west of Green Bay. He would just be walking down the street, just be harassed there. But now he's the chairman of the Oneida Nation, and he's serving on Speaker Voss's it's a task force looking at this issue of how they can bridge relations between minorities and police, and he is bringing in that perspective here, and that task force was born out of the George Floyd protests and the Black Lives Matter movement, but he's bringing that Indigenous perspective, and he's the only one on that task force who has that point of view. So hopefully we'll see something come out of that, this year or next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not everything you report on is sad, and so one of an upcoming event that isn't ending like the art exhibits are is the hit. I would say it's a hit show, Reservation Dogs. Mm-hmm. Is it Hulu?
Yes.
I always get confused with the streaming services of, like, I know it's a hit show, but like, where do you actually find it? And this is a show that has kind of been hailed. It's a comedy, but it's, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of been hailed as one of the most accurate depictions of modern, like, Indigenous kids and kind of like teenagers and like how they exist in the world and their storylines being full characters, and it's supposed to be very funny. And two of the actors from it are actually coming to Green Bay, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, two of the actors, they look like twins, but they're not twins. But it's Lil Mike and Funny Bone are their names, and they're going to have a hip hop show here in Green Bay at the Widener Center and University of Wisconsin in campus. But in the show, they ride around on a bicycle, is kind of giving advice to the children and kind of like warning them, like who's out there to get them on, like the other kids that are against them. But they're really funny in the show. So I'm looking forward to that as well. That's in a couple of weeks. I'm hoping to see them. So yeah, that'd be great.
So are there other shows that you've seen that you feel like do a good job at that?
Well, I'm hearing a lot about Prey, which is a It's a film that's also on Hulu.
Okay.
It's a prequel to that Predator, which is that 80s Arnold Schwarzenegger film where he battles a alien warrior. But this is 300 years earlier, and those the alien warrior comes and he fights a band of Comanches. So that's supposed to be, so it's getting a lot of good reviews.
You know, okay.
Supposed to be action, so I might, yeah, that's that was pretty good. And there's other movies that are, you know, also have more of a, you know, this deeply emotional, such as one that talks about boarding schools. That's called Indian Horse. That's a, you know, really emotional movie there, where this kid suffers abuse at a boarding school, and how he survived it. You know, how he's reviving his culture, and you know, it's all about perseverance and endurance and coming back from that. And then there's Wind River, starring Jeremy Renner. That's about the MMIW epidemic. He plays it's a law enforcement officer investigating one of these cases, and you know, it's pretty interesting, and especially about the cause of, you know, what causes some of these, are which is what a lot of advocates are saying cause, which are these man camps, resource extractions on or near reservations, where it's all, where there are these all male camps from all over the country, and they're, you know, hardly, you know, and they're just giving free rein there, and they're hardly, they're calling for more police action, but there's not a lot of police, so you're having thousands of men from different parts of the country on these reservations, so that's part of the problem.
Great. Well, in the last couple seconds that we have, where can people find you and the First Nations Wisconsin newsletter?
Sure, we're right on the front page of the Green Bay Press Gazette. You can sign up for the First Nations newsletter there. Or you could just type in my last name and, you know, Google, and I'll pop up. So
perfect. Well, Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. Frank Vasviles is the Native American Affairs reporter for the USA Today network of publications in Wisconsin. We will surely have you back to talk about more stories in your reporting. Thank you for being here today. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.